Today, the Bush administration unveiled a new proactive defense strategy. In the document, President Bush warns Iraq that if it were to use weapons of mass destruction against U.S. troops or U.S. allies, it would face serious, possibly nuclear consequences. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The six-page strategy document underscores the Bush administration's willingness to use, as it says, overwhelming force, including preemptive strikes, to counter a chemical, biological, or nuclear attack. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer calls it a comprehensive guide for how seriously the U.S. takes the need to counter weapons proliferation.
It's a reiteration of a statement that has been made previously, but this time it ties it all together to make clear that the United States will indeed respond.
And Bush administration officials make clear they are threatening nuclear retaliation as a deterrent to hostile governments or terrorist groups. The previous Bush administration issued a less explicit warning to Iraq on the eve of the Persian Gulf War, according to Robert Einhorn of the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Senior Iraqis have commented that they interpreted that as an implicit threat to use nuclear weapons in response, and that they were deterred by that threat. Now, the administration believes that if that was the case then, it's important to reinforce that deterrence now by making that threat even clearer.
The National Strategy paper elaborates on the security doctrine the Bush administration released in September and focuses on threats abroad and at home. Einhorn says it's far different in tone than the one he worked on for President Clinton when he was Assistant Secretary of State for Nonproliferation.
There are a lot of active words in this statement: mitigate, intercept, interdict. It's a very proactive doctrine. As the statement says, the administration doesn't want to stand by while the dangers grow nearer.
The new document says the U.S. must enhance traditional measures, diplomacy, arms control, export controls, and multilateral agreements. But it emphasizes more what's called counterproliferation, missile defenses, as well as preemptive strikes to prevent the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Leonard Spector, who worked on nonproliferation issues in President Clinton's Energy Department, says the interdiction of a ship carrying missiles to Yemen and the buildup to war in Iraq are both examples of how activist the Bush administration plans to be.
There's a sort of orientation, I think, that this document reflects and that these other actions reflect, of using military options more readily than we've seen in the past.
And that has Christopher Payne of the Natural Resources Defense Council worried.
NRDC strongly objects to the whole drift of the policy to de-emphasize diplomatic and cooperative means for dealing with proliferation and downgrading treaties and international regimes and seeking to unilaterally enforce U.S. security interests by threatening other countries with attack.
The new strategy paper was put together under the direction of National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and Homeland Security Advisor Tom Ridge. It says today's threats are more diverse and less predictable than those in the past, and that deterrence may not always succeed. It also includes a section on so-called consequence management, ways to respond to weapons of mass destruction attacks at home. Federal agencies have received secret directives with more details. The Bush administration's next budget is also expected to reflect the priorities laid out in the paper. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.